Yes, this is the family of Roberta Sinclair Gunn, a mother of two who was murdered in 1994. They were told by officers that part of her skull had been retained. According to the PSNI, in many cases, human tissue was kept for significant periods of time, both as a requirement of the criminal investigation and to fulfil legal requirements in the event of an appeal. But what's angered Roberta's family is that police arrested David Craig Brown within a week of the discovery of her body. He pleaded guilty and is still serving his sentence. And I really can't overstate the heartbreak, the devastation caused by her murder. Roberta's husband died shortly afterwards, and Anne-Marie, the eldest daughter, was left to bring up her little sister Geraldine. I've been speaking to Geraldine about how their family was torn apart. This is your mummy and daddy in this picture then?
Yeah, that's my mummy and daddy. That's when they lived up a Schenkel, and that would be the only photo they would have together, because they weren't very fond of getting photos took at all, camera shy.
It's a lovely sunny day, isn't it?
Yeah, my daddy's out the back doing a bit of work. She liked the sun as well, so she did, sitting out in the garden.
And then tragedy hit, your mummy was murdered and your daddy died shortly afterwards.
I was only 9, and I had a wee horse out in Ballyclare, and me and my daddy went out to see the horse, and we came back and my mother wasn't there, and it was the next morning. An aunt from the Schenkel had phoned and says that there was a body found. She knew she was up there. You're going to have to ring up and see if it's Roberta, so that's how it all unfolded.
I know you were 9 at the time, but what was your house like then, as news sunk in of what had happened to your mummy?
Quiet, very, very quiet. All me and my daddy done was really talked about my mummy, and the house just wasn't the same. There was always laughter and everything else. I always remember my mummy in the house, always laughing and joking about and everything else, but then there wasn't nothing left in the house no more. So there wasn't a... The heart was gone from the house, as they say. She was up having up on the Schenkel Road having a drink, and the fella, David Craig Brown, he got her and basically trailed around the side of the church and murdered her, beat her head, her skull in with a breeze block 50 times.
And how quickly after that was he arrested?
It was near a week, around... About, say, 5 days to a week, he was caught and held.
He pleaded guilty then at trial for your mummy's murder?
Yes, he pleaded guilty to the murder, but he didn't admit to the rape. It was left on the books.
Given that the police had somebody in custody within a week of your mummy being killed, and the fact that now, 17 years later, they've come to you to say they retained part of your mummy's skull, does that make sense to you as a family, given that somebody was locked up fairly quickly for it?
It doesn't make sense, because then at the end of the day, they shouldn't have kept it. They should have gave it back to us when he was convicted. I understand where people have been caught and they're still on the run, and they keep that there for evidence. But in my mummy's case, I should never have kept it, because he was caught and done for it. At the end of the day, that should have been given back to us, so it should have been.
It's hard for anybody, I suppose, to really comprehend what you've been through since you were 9 years old. But then to get that knock on the door 2 weeks ago, just compounding everything, that they kept part of your mummy's skull.
It's hard to understand. It brings everything back and opens old wounds. Don't know what to do, who to turn to, anything. Left us a wee book with no writing on it so we could write down questions, and they would get in touch with us again in a couple of days to see what we'd basically want to do with it.
Has anybody been in touch with you then? If they said they'd be in touch within a couple of days, it's now 2 weeks later.
No, they haven't even got in touch with us. Nobody's really got in touch with us about it at all. We don't know what to do or what's going to happen.
Roy, you're Geraldine's brother-in-law. You've obviously lived through this with the family, and the shock 2 weeks ago when you got the knock on the door?
It was, yes. It was a brief shock for us all. Last thing we ever expected. We're going through enough with Roberta at the minute and everything that's happened with the murder. The guy's on his way out on release. He'll be getting released within the next year, I reckon. So we're trying to deal with that. And then the police come out and basically told us there's a part, a half a skull left somewhere. Roberta was cremated 18 years ago. You know, the ashes were scattered, you know. That wasn't a complete person. It wasn't their mother that they buried. It wasn't Oliver. Which is hard for them too, like, it's, you know. The police have a lot of questions to answer. And at least they could come to us and answer some of ours.
I suppose the biggest question for you is why? Because the reason given in a lot of cases is that they were unsolved and perhaps that a prosecution could happen further down the line. But in Roberta's case, her killer was caught very quickly.
Yes, the killer was caught within 3-4 days of the murder. We thought once the guy got convicted and charged and sentenced, you'd have peace of mind. It hasn't had peace of mind. We just don't need all this now, you know, but we really don't need it all. Like, I know the police are apologising and they're apologising to all the families, but sometimes apologies just aren't enough. They just don't make us feel better. And where are they today? Where are they now?
You must feel just that you're in limbo.
Definitely. Definitely. I'm just more disgusted with the police at the minute. You know, they say that one of the options that they could maybe dispose of it. We couldn't trust them to dispose of that now. I mean, is it going to get through into a wheelie bin somewhere? We don't know that. You know, we'll need to do it as respectfully as we can and maybe try and get the part cremated and scattered with the ashes.
Since that interview was recorded and we got in touch with the PSNI, we understand that officers have now been in touch with the family. The PSNI are very keen for us to point out that highly trained family liaison officers have met personally with all the families and will continue to liaise with them. They go on to say it will take some time to review every case and they appreciate this is very distressing for families, but that families have been provided with the personal mobile number of their family liaison officer, and they would encourage families to get in touch if they have any immediate concerns.